Hi everyone, welcome to What's the Schemata? It's a bit of a special What's the Schemata this time. It's not really a
What's It's actually not even really an episode.
No, it's an episode where we're really taking the opportunity to connect with our audience because we're asking people to be a part of the International Society of Schema Therapy elections. I don't know if you notice, if you are a member, some of you might not be, but if you are a member of the International Society of Schema Therapy, which is the peak body for schema therapy internationally, there is a board election happening as we speak, and it's open for the next 10 days, and we're really encouraging you to vote. Rob and myself are both put ourselves out there to be a part of this process and hopefully get some votes to be on the board.
Yeah, we're running this year.
Do you want to talk to the audience a little bit about what you're about and what you're running for?
Yep, for sure. So for me, I guess there's two key messages. And this is a bit why we sort of scheduled this, a bit of an extraordinary sort of communication. The first thing is we really need anyone who is a member of the ISST to get out and vote. That there is this sort of minimum requirement for elections to be effective of 25% of the membership getting out to vote. So we do know that in elections for ISST, oftentimes people are busy and the kind of participation rates can be quite low. So if that happens, then the vote, you know, it sort of causes all sorts of problems and they're going to redo it and everything like that. And it's not great for the society. So if you are a member, you know, please, regardless of who you vote for, get in there and have your say. It's really important for the process, for the democratic process of the society. It's just healthy for any society to have a good turnout and for people to have their voice heard. The second point is more self-interested, and that is I do hope, as listeners of the pod, that you guys trust myself and Chris to do a good job and represent your interests. And, you know, I think it's been a very difficult time for the board and for the ISST as a society over the last 2-3 years. There's been a lot of challenges, a lot of upheaval. There's been a lot of division and divisive issues that the board's had to face. And, you know, we've had things like, you know, we've had two presidents resign in the last 2 or 3 years. It's a very extraordinarily rare thing to happen. Yeah. And so it's been a very difficult time, a lot of instability. You know, there's been issues around some of the conflicts, the global conflicts that are going on. And as an international society, being able to represent all the members and perspectives and approach as a society to some of these very difficult to deal with issues. So,
and you're running for president. So that's important for people to know that you're running for the president position. This is key.
I've been nominated, guys. I've been nominated. So, you know, for me, I really think it's time for a fresh start on the board. You know, I'm not generally a political person, as you probably know. I'm sort of hard at work trying to more broadly promote schema therapy and do schema therapy, you know, in my own practice. But it is really important, I think, at this stage for the society to have a bit of a steady leadership and to make a fresh change. Some new ideas, some new energy. So, you know, I hope you guys can trust us to do a good job. And the sort of things I stand for, if you don't know this about me already, you know, above all else, a sort of respect for diversity, you know, diversity across the society. This we have so many members across, you know, different countries, different cultures, etc. And I know it is increasingly difficult to represent everybody, but I think that's exactly the job. So I'll do my best to work through, you know, with as much healthy adult as I can, and to sort of collaborate with other board members to try to represent as much as we can, and at least hear out, you know, everyone's voices and everyone's perspectives on issues with as much balance as possible. And so I hope you guys trust us to do that. I'm really happy to say, Chris, you know, actually it's a bit of an in-joke at the moment. Chris is already basically going to be on the board in his position as media coordinator. He's running for media coordinator, and in the end, no one is running against him. I think maybe they were too scared or something. I'm not too sure.
Maybe it was someone not bright. Yeah, it's, they're smart enough not to do it. But I think that, you know, I would appreciate you, you know, putting yourself and voting for my position. But in regards to your position, Rob, look, you know, as a person I do work with routinely, you know, you're a person who's very, you know, good with dealing with conflict, very good-natured, good-willed, and kind. And I think that's something that is going to be, you know, authentically very useful and helpful, and dealing with different parties and having goodwill. I think that's an important factor. So, look, thanks, I agree. I encourage everyone to vote. So, I guess that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, guys. Get out there and vote. Honestly, we'd love your support. I'd love your support. But in any case, please get out and vote. It's really important for the society in general that this sort of democratic process can unfold. It is a little crazy that this is happening now, because I know there's the big election also happening in the United States. So that's purely a coincidence. I guess that's more serious things happening over there. But awesome, guys. Thanks, Chris, for tuning in for this extraordinary communication on the What's a Schemata. And we've got some really a really cool interview coming up really soon, actually. So do tune in to the next real episode of What's the Schemata. Thanks, guys.
See you, Beth.